This is Talking Music with The Hurricane, and we're talking to Lisa Hilton, jazz pianist, who I have been following for at least 7 years now, and who has just recently come out with a new CD called Kaleidoscope. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Hugh. Thank you for having me on your show. I really have appreciated, we have appreciated all that support from KBNF over these years, and it's exciting. You are the very, very first station to begin playing Kaleidoscope and our first interview here, so thank you.
Well, that's great. Why don't you tell us where you first played the music on Kaleidoscope in January?
It was just this little spot. Maybe you've heard of it, Carnegie Hall. That was fun. I had been speaking with Carnegie Hall on and off, I think, a couple of years, and they never seemed to have a good date. Well, they book a year in advance, that's why.
Yeah.
So a date came up, and I thought, oh, I don't think that's a very good date. And then I thought about it, and I thought, oh, for goodness sakes, it's Carnegie Hall. It's a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it. So I played with the legendary Billy Hart and his a great bassist, Ben Street, who's been doing so much work lately. So it was a lot of fun. Perfect acoustics. The best Steinway grand in my life was not to like.
The concept of Kaleidoscope. Talk about that just a bit, and then we're going to hear a tune and go from there.
Okay. I think that there is a new direction for 21st century music right now. I think that there were so many ideas in the 20th century that came to fruition. They have reached their natural ending point, and that we are ripe for something new right now. I'm not sure what that is, but I feel there's several different directions in jazz and in contemporary music that we're hearing. And I think the biggest thing is a collection of music. Our music is a collective thing. We don't learn just one kind of music. We are exposed to a myriad forms of music now. And I think that the music that I write, that we write, should be reflective of that. So I think in my music you'll hear old school, you'll hear contemporary, you'll hear avant-garde, you'll hear minimalism, you'll hear maybe even punk rock, you know.
Yeah.
You'll hear
hip-hop
there,
yeah.
Rock there, but not in a kind of, the word probably isn't exploitative fashion, but it's all kind of naturally occurring because that's how we hear music. You could, with a click on your computer, you can listen to this and you can listen to that. And I think that we associate music that way.
And it's like a kaleidoscope when you look through it as a kid. You've got these prisms that are moving around into new forms and shapes. And, you know, I've been thinking about this ever since I saw the title is exactly what you're saying. A lot of those prisms are coming from a lot of different sources.
Yes.
And you're mixing them up constantly into these beautiful shapes and forms. So I get it. That's very cool.
The ever-changing, it's always changes, it's never static. And the beauty is because it's always changing. If you looked in a kaleidoscope and you didn't move it around, it would be boring. But what I liked about the title, after I kind of came up with the concept, I was working with these ideas, you know, can I put Jelly Roll Morton right next to Green Day? You know, these ideas of mixing music up. It made me realize this is life, too, is that when you take the world collectively and we all add our best, if we all add our own vision and talents, we become, as a world, a kaleidoscope. And if we were all white or if we were all purple, it is our collective kind of experience that we add that really makes, you know, life more beautiful, more interesting.
Yeah.
It's that variety.
Your band consists this time, and there's a couple of dudes on here that have been with you for at least the last several CDs. You, of course, on piano. Larry Grenadier on bass, who's been with you for some time. J.D. Allen on tenor sax, and we're going to hear J.D. on a couple of tunes this morning. And then you've got a new drummer. You used to have Nasheet Waits, correct?
Nasheet Waits, right.
Waits, excuse me.
He was the drummer son of a famous musician as well.
Yeah, he's hot. He's hot.
He is hot.
But we're going to hear Marcus Gilmore, and he's hot too. As you know, we've talked about Marcus since the CD came out, and you folks out there listening to Talking Music are going to hear some incredible drumming here. So without further ado, we're going to hear Whispered Conversations, or Whispered Confessions, excuse me, Lisa. That's a faux pas and a half by an interview. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Whispered Confessions.
What do you think?
I think that there is such a thing now, and has been for the last 4 or 5 years, such a thing as the Lisa Hilton sound. You know, there's the Dave Brubeck sound, there's the McCoy Tyner sound, there's the Duke Ellington sound, there's the Mal Waldron sound, there's the Thelonious Monk sound. And one of the hallmarks of great music is when you can identify a tune by the artist and where that artist has been, is at now, and is going. And here's a quote. There's a shift, a lyrical and harmonic adjustment within the more traditional ranks of jazz, and Lisa Hilton is now leading the charge. A formidable quartet with adventurous original compositions banged out by some of the finest musicians of our time. It doesn't get much better than this. That's off your first review from jazz.com. Your comments on that?
Well, that I'm speechless. I think that the writer was really able to capture what a lot of us in jazz are trying to do, and we are trying to forge a new way, charge a new direction. It's not like it's all new, because certainly from time began, composers have been taking ideas from different areas. So in a sense, that's not new. But I think to take traditional jazz ideas and use them in different ways, I think we all love traditional jazz, but we don't live the same way as we did when the writers were writing that in the 50s. And so it needs to reflect our life today. I hope we're charging in that direction. One thing I wanted to say, too, on Whispered Confessions, what I was thinking about when I heard it, is that was our very first turn that we recorded. So it's first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Everyone's nervous. We walk into the studio, and I said, let's start with Whispered Confessions, because it was probably my favorite tune that I had written. And so everyone's, like, a little nervous, but that is probably the second. We don't practice, we don't rehearse, we just walk in and we do it, and then 45 minutes later we're done and we go to another tune. And so that was what you heard, was, you know,
do you
half
have,
an hour after we walked into the studio, that's what we did.
Do you have do you have sheet music?
I do write charts, but yeah. They're, you know, they indicate what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I never tell the guys what to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Wow, that is just incredible.
So they can follow. They know where I'm going.
No practice.
No rehearsal.
No rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
They've got your charts, and then they play off of you. Oh,
right.
Wow.
Right.
I can remember in our interview last year, I was digging towards what happens during improvisation.
Right.
And yeah, I'm very jealous of that, being a non-musician.
Also wanted to say just a little bit about Marcus, too, because he is our new drummer. And, of course, I've worked with the best. All the players I am fortunate to work with are really the best. But I had seen Marcus on stage, and it was at Newport Jazz Festival. And then I saw that he was at the hotel I was staying at. So I went up and introduced myself, because I thought he was a terrific drummer. But, you know, when someone's on stage, you're not aware of how old they are, and because they're a long ways away. And then when we ended up working together, I realized I think he's like 27 years old.
Yeah.
So, but he's the grandson of the great, legendary, iconic Roy Haynes. And
he is?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my gosh.
But in addition, he is one of those people that has this spirit that emanates from him. He is truly the nicest person.
Yeah.
Just has great ideas. Is very committed and dedicated to his profession. So he's going to be definitely the person to watch. Larry Grenadier on bass, of course. I kind of feel like he's family now. We were joking because we normally record around the holidays. He goes, yeah, we always see each other at the holidays. You know, it's been so many years that he feels like, I don't know, he's a brother-in-law or a cousin or something like that. We've done so many projects together. And it was right after Thanksgiving, so I think everyone was a little rested and really ready to play. And then J.D. Allen, I know many people feel the same way. He is perhaps the Coltrane of our time. He has this deep Detroit tenor sax sound that you're just not going to find in that many people. And he has his own way in improvisation, and I think maybe this next one you'll be able to hear him pretty well, too. You're never sure what you're going to get out of you, but it's always going to be pretty amazing.
Due to some time constraints, I'm going to go directly to Midnight Mania, and we're going to hear J.D. The conversation we've had, that's one of the points of talking music, is to talk to people who are in the know, i.e. musicians, and kind of elucidate, bring forth a lot of your motivation, what actually happens in the art of in creativity and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that isn't the cat's meow, I don't know what is, Lisa.
Thank you.
It's absolutely incredible to listen to you and JD trade off. I mean, you're just hammering away below him, and then you both come up on kind of an equal basis, and you're just in perfect sync, and then he goes off in another direction, and you're just right there supporting him. It's truly amazing to listen to that music.
As a band leader and a composer, when you're able to lead your group to take these excursions like that, and, you know, of course you can hear that bass, ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da,
yeah,
you know, kind of repeating that same line that I'm doing, and then Mark is on the drums with the, you know. It just really worked together, and that's the exciting, you know, that's the art. That's the really exciting part. But, again, no rehearsal. I tell, you know, they have never heard or seen, it's all new music, so they've never heard or seen a piece before. And, you know, you hear a lot of bands, oh, we like to go and tour the music for 2 months. But as an artist, my job, my role is to represent our life today and to share it and connect with other people. We are just finishing today, I think, the video for Midnight Mania. So I'll send you that link, and maybe you guys can put it up on your website. But it's going to be pretty exciting.
All right, good.
Working on it in a couple of months. You were mentioned J.D. Allen there, too. You know, J.D.'s music, unlike everybody's, he is grounded in the blues, and so is my music. And so I always will go towards a player that has that sound of the blues in their playing. And they said, you know, once upon a time that was the basis of jazz, and I don't know that everybody feels that way anymore, but I do, and I really prefer to play with players that come from that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I do, but my music is all based on the blues. So
I think that's going to hold true for a long, long time. I think blues is just one of the most foundational things for not only jazz, but soul and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Tremendous influence on
rock and roll, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Okay, well, it's definitely been a pleasure, and I wish you luck.
Oh, thank you.
Which
thank
you don't you. Need, but it's always nice to be wished that.
Oh, it is. We're independent artists. We're out there,
yeah,
you know, 365 days a year just trying to, you know, create art in this world. And I believe that we're entering an age where art is being appreciated more than it has perhaps, you know, 20 years ago or something. So we appreciate all the good luck. And if anybody wants to look into the music a little bit more, my website, lisahiltmusic.com, has pictures and more information too. So
yeah, it's a, for our listeners out there, lisahiltonmusic.com, it's just an absolutely beautiful website. You just recently redesigned it, I think.
Yeah.
And it's really an informative, and it's a work of art in itself. So, anyway.
Do you want to play one last song just on the way out?
How about Bach, Basie?
Okay, the Bach.
Which would you prefer?
Oh, I love that one.
I know you do.
Bach, Basie, yeah. Bird, Boogie Blues Bop. Really is that whole kaleidoscope idea of bringing different kinds of things together in one piece. So,
yeah.
And it's upbeat. It's fun to play.
I think that we ought to extend this talking music program to an hour. We never get everything in. Of course,
well,
once
thanks for having me.
Once we got an hour, we'd be going for two. Okay.
And
we'll go out on this song. My greatest thanks to Lisa Hilton, world-class jazz pianist with a great group. And the CD is Kaleidoscope. Here we go.